Hello, I would like to start by saying thank you for agreeing to be a part of my interviews and thank you for being my third person to join my interview. Can we start off with introducing you?
I'm Dylan Cortez, classmate.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
That's really good. I'm going to start off with asking you my first question. My first question is, how many siblings do you have?
I have 7 siblings.
And where do you fall in line with your 7 siblings? Like, are you the oldest or?
Out of the 7, I am the oldest, yes.
Okay. How do you feel / think being an older sibling affected your life?
I think it's definitely taken a lot of the attention or help away from me, but I think it's helped me become more independent.
Okay, yeah. Do you feel like you would have experienced this without having siblings?
Definitely not.
What are your age gaps between your siblings?
The youngest is around 4. The second oldest is 13.
And you're 17 going on 18 this year,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So pretty big age gaps. How has this affected your ability to ask for help? I know you mentioned before that you said that it takes the attention away and you ask for help less. So elaborate.
Before, it did affect me on not being able to ask for help just because there was no opportunities for me to ask for help before. But off of learning how to communicate my problems and ask for help, it's been another independent thing to learn.
Yeah. How old were you when you started to notice these changes of you being more independent and having to be more responsible?
Oh, I think this was around 5 years ago, so I was maybe 11, 12 at the time, and that's when the second oldest sibling was born. So that's around when I had to start becoming more independent.
Okay, so how did taking care of your younger siblings impact your personal life, such as school activities or extracurriculars?
It's not a big difference, but there is some days where instead of being able to say go with my friends or go do homework or whatever, it's more go pick up your sister or go help them with this or go do this for them. Instead of doing personal stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever feel resentment or frustration towards your parents for allowing this to happen? Or even frustration towards your sibling?
No, I don't feel any frustration towards them simply because it doesn't solve anything. It doesn't fix any problems. But I don't believe it's any of their problem or any of their fault.
Well, that's really good. Looking back, do you feel like having this experience as an older sibling, how do you feel about that? Do you like it or would you change anything?
I think having the responsibility of my younger siblings as if they were my own kids can be a lot sometimes, but that's around my only thoughts on that.
Yeah. And then my last question for you is, what advice would you give to other siblings that experience this as well?
I would say be patient, don't get frustrated, and just try and learn along the way how you and your siblings interact and how to be better in the future.
Okay, I just want to say again, thank you for agreeing to be a part of my interviews and being on my website.
Of course, thank you for having me.